Good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Ice. Welcome to another reverse speech show where we explore the phenomenon of reverse speech in all its intricate aspects. We are going to be continuing today with our exploration of metaphors, which we started last week, because I've got so many metaphors on my computer, we didn't have a chance to get through them all. So that's what we're going to be doing in the first hour. In the second hour, I have a guest, Jeffrey Toth. Jeffrey Toth is my right-hand man. He's been with me for 20 years, and we're going to talk about some of the behind-the-scenes activities of reverse speech, how it all happens, and what Jeff does, and so that should be an interesting hour. I've got a very important broadcast coming up next week on the Jeff Rentz program on Tuesday, March the 29th. It's where I'm going to be presenting all my findings of the JFK assassination. Very explosive findings. If you want to get a heads up on it, you can go to the webpage. The reversals and the conclusion are all posted up on reversespeech.com. I'm going to have a read through that, listen to some of the reversals, and but I will be doing all of that on the show on Jeff Rentz on the 29th of March, so you don't want to miss that. Okay, not much else news for you today, so we're going to go straight into reversals, and we're looking at the metaphors. Metaphoric language in reverse speech occupies probably 50% of all reversals speaking metaphor, particularly when we are working with a client in a therapeutic situation and we're looking for reasons of current causes of behavior, etc. And in that situation, reverse speech speaks almost exclusively in metaphor. If you're looking at just general radio broadcast, media broadcast, for example, you'll get very few metaphors. They'll all be mainly what we call first-level reversals or conscious. And so there's a trend or a pattern we've noticed with metaphors already is that they occur when someone is talking about issues relating to their behavior or their personality. And that's when the metaphors and archetypes of reverse speech will frequently appear. Now, I think we finished the show off last time with this reversal here, so let's just play it again, and here we go forwards.
Look, ultimately, I suppose that I see that we're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure. And this one is, the beast got results, Satan.
The beast got deserved, Satan.
The beast got deserved, Satan.
And there we have that word Satan, which doesn't appear very often, but it does come up in reverse speech. It's also the word, of course, that got the reverse speech labeled as an occultic or satanic phenomenon. But it's really just another metaphor. This one is a negative metaphor. A beast is fearsome, unchallenged, unconscious energies. So the beast got results, Satan. His negative aspects overrode his positive aspects is basically what that means. Okay, and here we're moving on to another one. Let's run this one forwards.
Which is starting to move out of the dramas, and she's moved out of the deep depression, and
That's good.
Okay, talking about moving out of depression, and backwards he says, then the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
Then the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
Then the shepherd feed the bridegroom. Then the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
Not too sure what bridegroom means. A shepherd's a fairly common metaphor. It's a caretaker, the part of us that looks after us. It's that self-preservation instinct that will keep us safe. The bridegroom, or reverse speech, describes a relationship between God and humankind as one of a husband and a bride. It's the bridegroom. That would be Christ, the shepherd feed the bridegroom. It's a very positive, upbeat reversal, talking about spiritual enlightenment. Here, let's run it again.
she's starting to move out of the dramas, and she's moved out of the deep depression, and
that's good.
And the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
And the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
And the shepherd feed the bridegroom. And the shepherd feed the bridegroom.
Takes a lot of skill to interpret metaphors. You've really got two processes to go through in learning reverse speech. A, learn how to find them and find them accurately. That can be a difficult one in and of itself. But then once you find them, then you've got to interpret them and work out what they mean. All right, here we have another one here.
Well, you were talking forwards about, you're working late, you're not doing any exercise, so you're very tired, and that was the context.
Oh, this reverses on me. I was the wolf.
I was the wolf.
I was the wolf. I was the wolf.
Oh, yeah, wonderful reversal. Very powerful reversal. It's personifying with the metaphor wolf. Motivation, stamina, strength, ability to move forward. See, let's run that one again for you.
Well, you were talking forwards about, you're working late, you're not doing any exercise, so you're very tired, and that was the context.
I was the wolf.
I was the wolf.
I was the wolf. I was the wolf.
Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Yeah,
you can hear how it comes out of the gibberish there. Let's run that little clip again. Yeah, that's how gen reversals occur. You'll have a little gap before the reversal, a little gap after the reversal, and it's very clear phrase mixing amongst the gibberish, and you can see how obvious that was. We'll run a few more of them as we go. So you can see it amongst the gibberish. Here we have another one.
And if there's something that's hidden within the roots, within the sublayers, within the substratus, that will be revealed in the process of the way to walk.
And this one says, reveal evil dead. Wow, sounds like a B-grade horror movie, doesn't it?
Reveal evil dead.
Oh, yeah.
Reveal evil dead. Reveal evil dead.
Oh, yeah, wow, boy. Now, we could use that one to start up a B-grade horror movie. Reveal the evil dead. Not a very good metaphor. Wouldn't want to have that one on me. Here, let's run the four, see if we can work out a context.
If there's something that's hidden within the roots, within the sublayers, within the substratus, that will be revealed in the process of the way to walk.
Okay, reveal evil dead. Here we go.
Reveal evil dead.
Reveal evil dead.
Wow. Alright, I guess we've got to open up his parts of him that are not functioning well. The dead parts of him. Wow. Alright, here we go with another one.
You still feel connected to your ego, correct?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, why is that?
And this reversal is, there is the son of God. No, sorry, there is the son of the God given. Wow.
There is misunderstanding
of what's moving. Oh, boy.
There is misunderstanding of what's moving. There is misunderstanding
of what's moving. Wow, what an interesting reversal. Let's run that again. There is the son of the God given.
There is misunderstanding of what's moving. There is misunderstanding of what's moving.
Wow, what if he's referencing Jesus Christ? Interesting metaphor. Metaphors can get very spiritual in nature. We did a show a few weeks back about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. Here's a reversal that references a very powerful metaphor. We'll run it forwards.
And I've been working a lot regarding that, and it's something that I, up until recently, and even now to some degree, spend a disproportionate amount of time with. And it's one of those things where it picks up a lot of my time.
And this one says, you're living there with She-Wolf.
Living there with She-Wolf.
Wow.
Living there with She-Wolf.
Nice and clear.
Living there with She-Wolf.
All right, She-Wolf is the most powerful metaphor of all. It's the part of the mind that creates and manifests our reality. She-Wolf comes from the legends of the founding of the Roman Empire. The She-Wolf was sent from the heavens to suckle Romulus and Remus, two twins. And Romulus subsequently killed Remus and then went and founded the Roman Empire. So in one sense, the She-Wolf is a mythological mother of the Roman Empire. Very powerful metaphor, one I use for creating success and wealth in clients, and also to create our physical reality. Let's run it again. Here's a whole lot forwards.
And I've been working a lot regarding that, and it's something that I, up until recently, and even now to some degree, spend a disproportionate amount of time with. And it's one of those things where it takes up a lot of my time.
Okay, here it is. You're living there with She-Wolf.
Living there with She-Wolf.
Living there with She-Wolf. Living there with She-Wolf.
Yeah, very obvious, very apparent. Okay. All right, so let us move on down to the next one. And, oh, here we have Bill Clinton.
So I had no idea I'd wind up doing this, but my foundation gives me a platform and an organization to take these things on.
Here he says backwards, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
Well, I don't know whether I give him that much power, but he has a dark aspect to him, is what that tells us. All right, here we have another one.
If you'd have asked me that 2 years ago, when Tim first started, you saying, yeah, you can build this, and you can have it, franchises, I'd have gone, yep, that's it. Well, I was going.
And this one says, I see our surf missed me.
I see our surf missed me.
Surf, the flow of movement of life. He's stepped out of the flow. He's lost. He's lost something. Let's listen to the falls again.
If you'd have asked me that 2 years ago, when Tim first started, you saying, "Yeah, you can build this, and you can have it, franchises," I'd have gone, "Yep, that's it." Well, I was going.
I see our surf missed me. Yeah, very clear reversal, and it tells us he's lost the boat. All right, here we have one on Nelson Mandela.
It is the reason why men like Archbishop Tutu, Dr. Alan Busson, Reverend Frank Chitone, and others are men of such a high profile. The reason why they're held by all of us in high esteem.
And here he says backwards, I love the Lord Krishna within. I love the Lord Krishna forever. So why would he say Krishna when he is a Christian? Well, then God has many different aspects, many different faces to God, and many of these different aspects appear in reverse speech. God is a deity, is referred by many different names in reverse: Buddha, Krishna, Allah, Shiva, Ganesha, and the list goes on. There's many different names that God appears in reverse under, and they're all different aspects of God. So I love the Lord Krishna forever. He's professing his belief in a deity, and a divine deity that is guiding him, is what that reversal sells. It means, all right, here we have John McCain.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle, and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
And this one says, sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell. Sell, Satan, sell.
So there you have that that Satan metaphor again. Let's see if we can work out what it means in context. Let's listen to the forwards.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle, and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
And here's the reversal. Well, he's selling his agenda, but he has a wicked, devious purpose behind it. That's the sell, Satan, sell. Interesting. All right, here we have a metaphor that's probably a little bit easier to understand. This is taken from a plane crash in New York Harbor 2 weeks after 9-1-1. So the city was still under high alert.
We spent a good bit of time looking at the underwater evidence in the bay. In fact, there were 15 dives today looking at various pieces, trying to determine, and very little additional that was significant to date has been recovered from that vantage point.
Well, this one says, brave eagle wear sad. And I think the brave eagle in this case is literally a metaphor for America. The bald eagle, one of American symbols, of course. And the brave eagle wear sad. This is the second tragedy that hit New York in 2 weeks. So it makes logical sense. Yeah, let's play the reversal again. Brave eagle wears sad. Yeah, so that's a fairly easy metaphor to understand. Here's another one.
My whirlwind is just suddenly full of debris and it's very dark.
And this one says, did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind? Alright, well, there's that metaphor, wolf again, which is a very common metaphor, as I was explaining earlier. There's hardly a tape I do with my clients where I don't hear a wolf come up in some form. A whirlwind is also another common metaphor. It's our life force, our aura, the energy surrounding our physical body. Did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind? Have you become motivated and strong enough to overcome issues and problems in your energy? Have you moved beyond energetic blocks, is what the reversal means. And let's run the forwards again.
My whirlwind is just suddenly full of debris and it's very dark.
Okay, his whirlwind is full of debris, so did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind? Have I been able to overcome this negative energy in my whirlwind? So there we go. That's another interesting metaphor. Here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
Maybe do you feel that you're meant to be financially stable, or that you should be walking a different path?
And this one says, Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden. Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Okay, Eve and Adam and Eden are all common metaphors that appear in reverse speech. Here we have Eve in the same sentence as Eden. Eve, feminine, nurturing nature. Eve is damaged, and I feed your Eden. I see you are damaged, and I'm giving you strength. As this person is talking to this other person, that he is giving him encouragement and strength. Here, let's run it forwards and reverse again.
Maybe do you feel that you're meant to be financially stable, or that you should be walking a different path?
And Eve is damaged, and I feed your Eden.
Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden. Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
It actually could be Eve is damaged, did I feed your Eden, rather than I feed your Eden. Yes, it is. Did I feed? Anyway, there we go. Just narrowing the reversal down a little bit. Okay, all right. Here we have another one. Oh, I've already looked at that one. Huh. Okay, I must be out of order here. Ah, yes, I'm out of order. Okay, here we have another one. This is a woman who was coming out of a cult, and she's talking about the cult leader.
Why don't you like to give him that power?
Because he's scared to death to take it, you know? I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah, okay.
Here she says, fed the great Caesar.
Fed the great Caesar.
Fed the great Caesar. Fed the great Caesar.
And Caesar in this... This instance refers to a strong male leader, great Caesar. She sees him very high up on the pedestal, fed, nurtured, nourished, given energy to. So, fed the great Caesar. That's a fairly simple metaphor to understand the way I see it anyway. Okay, so, where's all my reversals gone? So here we have another one. Let's run this one forward.
Everything is.
Actually, I want to believe in the guides and all the other wonderful little things that other people have to believe in, you know. But I just want to know me. I want to know me.
And this one says, Garden of Evil.
Garden of Evil.
Garden of Evil. Garden of Evil.
Okay, and break, don't touch that keyboard or dial, whatever the case may be, we'll be back after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Exploration of reverse speech metaphors. This is our second show were spent on metaphors, and I'm spending such a long time on metaphors because they're really a very important aspect of reverse speech. And as the shows go on, we'll be talking more about metaphors in their various aspects. All right, here we have another one about the wolf. Let's run this one forwards.
Somehow, our business to make things happen is not clicking, you know, it's not moving forward the way we wanted to move forward, you know.
And this one says, go with the wolf.
Go with the wolf.
Go with the wolf. Go with the wolf.
Yeah, very clear reversal. He's talking about moving forwards, and he's accessing his drive and energy. That's his wolf, his motivation. And then let's run the forwards again.
Somehow, our business to make things happen is not clicking, you know, it's not moving forward the way we wanted to move forward, you know.
And his reversal, go with the wolf.
Go with the wolf.
Go with the wolf. Go with the wolf.
Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And there it was there. You could hear that amongst the gibberish there. Let's run that again. Just love the way those reversals jump out of the gibberish like that. They're really quite stunning. So that's the go with the wolf. And then the next one I want to look at is is references the metaphor goddess.
And I've got to set up, you know, I've got a very strong desire to set up these programs with the Salvation Army and a few other of the other people that work with people in need. So
this one says goddess arousing.
Goddess arousing.
Goddess arousing. Goddess arousing.
Yeah, goddess is hope for the future, dreams, passions, aspirations. His goddess is arousing. He's aroused. He's excited by the prospect of helping other organizations is what reversal means. Okay, so next one is another wolf reversal.
I don't really, if there's a situation, I don't go off on it. No, I don't blow up. I just say, well, what are we going to do about it? Now there's no, oh my God, what, it's the end of the world.
Well, this is good on you, wolf.
Good on you, wolf.
Good on you, wolf. Good on you, wolf.
Yeah, he's praising his wolf. Let's listen to Fords again.
I don't really, if there's a situation, I don't go off on it. No, I don't blow up. I just say, well, what are we going to do about it? Now there's no, oh my God, what, it's the end of the world.
Good on you, wolf.
Good on you, wolf.
Good on you, wolf. Good on you, wolf.
Yeah, he's praising his wolf. Good on you, wolf. You've helped me and looked after me. So there you go. That's a good one. All right. Here's our Prime Minister, John Howard. Well, ex-Prime Minister of Australia, John Howard.
As you know, 1993 saw the first attack on the World Trade Center. And through the 90s, that was followed by other incidents, including the attacks on American facilities in East Africa.
And this one says, whirlwind cast its surf.
Whirlwind cast its surf.
Whirlwind cast its surf. Whirlwind cast its surf.
Gee, that's almost like saying, had no control over it. The whirlwind cast its surf, or cast its surf, as he pronounces it. The whirlwind moved and these things happen. It's almost just like a statement of fact, really, I guess is how I would interpret that one. Okay, here's another one that says, I am the wolf.
And as confident as I am going forward now.
Okay, I am the wolf.
I am the wolf.
I am the wolf. I am the wolf.
Wow. Okay, I am the wolf. He's confident and driven and motivated is what that reversal tells us. Very good metaphor to have. I am the wolf. And okay, so let's look at some more of these. And the one after I Am the Wolf is... where's it gone? I've lost it. I Am the Wolf. Well, I'll be bothered. I've lost I Am the... Oh, here we go. Right, okay. So here we have our next one.
My father, the whole family now knows that I'm gay and that I'm HIV, so I've got that out of the way.
And this one says, I see the shame with an egg.
I see the shame with an egg.
I see the shame with an egg. I see the shame with an egg.
Wow. He's talking about being gay and HIV.
My father, the whole family now knows that I'm gay and that I'm HIV, so I've got that out of the way.
Wow, I see the shame with an egg.
I see the shame with an egg.
I see the shame with an egg. I see the shame with an egg.
Wow, egg. The beginning of life, really. I see the shame with an egg. It's not a good reversal. He feels shame about how he was made and created. Wow. All right, here we have another one. It's from the Swords.
So, I don't know if it's gone as well as what was projected, because it's sort of completed in 2.5 years, it's taken 5 years, so the interest has eaten up a lot of the profits.
Right. And this one says, Jesus is near the sea.
Jesus is near the sea.
Huh.
Jesus is near the sea. Jesus is near the sea.
Well, there you go. It uses the metaphor Jesus. Let's run the four, see if we can work out what it means.
So, I don't know if it's gone as well as what was projected, because it's sort of completed in 2.5 years, it's taken 5 years, so the interest has eaten up a lot of the profits.
Right. Jesus is near the sea.
Jesus is near the sea.
Jesus is near the sea. Jesus is near the sea.
Not sure exactly what that one would mean. It sounds like a positive reversal. Jesus, one of the other names of God that appears in reverse speech. All right, here we have another one.
If everything goes right the way I'm planning, of course, I don't know whether that will go like that, but that's my plan.
Right. And this one says, my owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts. My owl with doubts.
All right, owl, a very common metaphor. Refers to our conscious knowledge, our reasoning, our understanding. She has doubts. And whatever she's talking about forwards, she has doubts about. Let's run the forwards again.
But everything goes right the way I'm planning, of course, I don't know whether that will go like that, but that's my plan.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't believe that things will go the way she planned. She has doubts. My owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts. My owl with doubts.
Yeah, fairly clear reversal, that one. All right, here we have a reversal. Oh, this is on a young lad in his teenage years.
You got your stuff back now? Yeah, I've got everything that Dad's now. It's all been there for a while. But...
And this one says, my wolf handed me wisdom.
My wolf handed me wisdom.
My wolf handed me wisdom. My wolf handed me wisdom.
Yeah, there's a nice young man who you want to be friends with. With a good reverse like that, my wolf handed me wisdom. That's exactly what you want to see. All right, next one along.
I like to think that everyone's happy and, you know, loving life.
Yeah, right, okay. I like to think that everyone's happy, loving life. And this reversal says, no better gift than this dollar.
No better gift than this dollar.
No better gift than this dollar. No better gift than this dollar.
Yeah, this is using a dollar as a metaphor for emotions or positive things. He wants everyone to feel well and be nice, and no better gift than this dollar. Oh, here we have another reference to the wolf. This is a pastor giving a sermon.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
And this verse says, see the holy wolf.
See the holy wolf.
See the holy wolf. See the holy wolf.
Yeah, quite amazing reversal. He's referencing Jesus as the holy wolf. Listen to the folds again.
So was Jesus very sensitive to the flowing of spirit and soul inside him? Yes, he was. He flowed with the Holy Spirit.
And see the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf.
See the Holy Wolf. See the Holy Wolf.
Let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
You're right, see the Holy Wolf.
Yeah, it's right at the very beginning there, wasn't it? Yeah, very obvious there. Right as we played it, it was right there. All right, here we have another wolf reversal.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together and you've got all full of ideas. Is this latest, is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out? Do you really
I really want to get out.
And this one says, see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake. See the wolf fallen in the lake.
And in this case, the lake is a metaphor for emotions. This man had just suffered a nervous breakdown, so his wolf had fallen in the lake. He was no longer able to motivate himself due to an overwhelm of emotions. So that's a fairly classic one there. Okay, all right. Let us move. We have another she-wolf reversal.
We should be able to at least double the turnover per week as a minimum, because we'll be opening, instead of 2 days, we'll be opening 4 to 5 days.
And this one says, she-wolf that I mastered.
She-wolf that I mastered.
Wow.
You were the one. You were the one.
Yeah, there we go. He's mastered the she-wolf. Means he's going to be a very successful guy. Let's listen to the folds again.
We should be able to at least double the turnover per week as a minimum, because we'll be opening, instead of 2 days, we'll be opening 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, well, there we go.
You were the one.
She wolf that I mastered.
You wolf that I mastered. You wolf that I mastered.
And let's run the whole lot back, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
She has now stopped me and why you she has used me and why you was in my name, but that man. You wolf that I mastered.
And there it is, you can hear it quite clear amongst the gibberish there. Once again, you've got that pause before the reversal. A pause afterwards with a nice melodic sing-song tone. And then I'll play it again. Quite distinct from the surrounding gibberish. I'm sure you can hear that. A very, very classic example to find reversals in. All right, here we have the next one. This one's talking about reverse speech, how to market reverse speech.
Where it'll be good, I feel, is that if I can get a handle on what metaphors people may be running, we can sort of have a look at what sort of people we're looking for to come into reverse speech. Because right now, an overactive goddess obviously isn't as bad as a rabid wolf or a rustler.
This verse says, ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships serve you when you make this wharf. Ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Yeah, very clear, obvious reversal there. Basically means build it and they will come. Ships serve you when you make this wharf. That's what I've been doing the last 3 years, making the wharf, building the infrastructure, getting the websites up, getting all the contracts in place, getting all the systems organized. So reverse speech is now a finely oiled machine. And yes, ships are serving us. That's what we're looking for. All right, here we have another one.
I was watching, to take an easy outer example, I was watching David Cameron yesterday on the news.
He was
announcing this thing called Big Society.
And this one says, sing the voice of Satan.
Sing the voice of Satan.
Wow.
Sing the voice of Satan.
Sing the voice of Satan.
I think she's referring to David Cameron as being Satan, actually. Let's run it again.
Sing the voice of Satan.
Sing the voice of Satan. Sing the voice of
So, David Cameron, Satan. Bill Clinton is Satan. My God, how many Satans do we have running around out there? Maybe there's a competition. Maybe we should have a competition. My Satan's better than your Satan. Okay, all right. Let's move on down. Here we have another one. Let's run this one.
A work colleague went to one of the seminars. He said, I don't know if it's this one. He said, I'll just have a chat to him about it and see.
And this one says, the goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
Yeah, goddess, hope for the future, dream, aspirations, sit to take no action. So something's happening in her life that's not happening.
A work colleague went to one of the seminars. He said, I don't know if it's this one. He said, I'll just have a chat to him about it. And
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
I'll be bothered. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, well, that's certainly there. There's no doubt about that. Okay, here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
When I think about the life that I've had, there are a lot of positives, and there are a lot of things that, especially as I grow older, realizing that, you know, people make decisions, sometimes are not always the best decisions they make.
And this is the whore got a serpent with a flower. Wow. It's certainly there. Well, I'll be bothered. Bit hard, bit difficult reverse to interpret that one. Whore is a negative reversal. Serpent is actually positive, healing, restoration. And flower is positive too. Let's listen to the four, see if we can get to determine its meaning.
When I think about the life that I've had, there are a lot of positives, and there are a lot of things that, especially as I grow older, realizing that, you know, people make decisions, sometimes are not always the best decisions they make.
And here's a reversal, the whore got a serpent with a flower.
The whore got a serpent with a flower.
As you can see, reverse speech speaks in cryptic and metaphorical language at times. Some of the cryptic reversals get very difficult to interpret, and some of the metaphors can get a little bit difficult to interpret too. Here's one on Henry Kissinger talking about the problems in Israel.
And he came to the conclusion that there was no other choice, because the only other choices were some form of ethnic cleansing, which is out of the question, some form of annexing the whole area and letting the Arab population become part of Israel, which would have changed the balance.
And this one says, there's milk in heaven, Moses lost with thy noise.
There's milk in heaven.
Alright, there's milk in heaven. Heaven referred to as the deepest part of the mind. Milk, nurturing, energy. There's milk in heaven. Moses, the parts of the mind that listens to the higher self, is lost with all the noise that you are carrying on. You've got to stop your fighting and your bickering and tap into the wisdom of the divine that lies within. There's milk in heaven, but Moses is lost with thy noise. You can't hear the wisdom that's coming from above because of all your bickering. So here's that reversal again.
There's milk in heaven. Moses is lost with thy noise. There's milk in heaven.
Yep, so there we go. That's Henry Kissinger giving us his opinion on the problems in the Middle East. Here we have another reversal.
I feel it's all very possible. And I think one of the things talking when you're talking about Christ helping people, he also said that we all have the capability of doing it ourselves.
Greater things than these will ye also do.
And this one says, we cast Satan out of heaven.
Do we cast Satan out of heaven?
Quite a profound biblical truth. The Bible talks about Satan being cast out of heaven down onto the earth. Of course, there we have the metaphor Satan again, as well as the metaphor heaven. So two common metaphors. We cast Satan out of heaven. I have removed those negative influences from my higher self. Is what the reversal means. Here, let's run the reversal again. We cast Satan out of heaven. Yeah, so there we go. All right. Oh, here we have an interesting one. Let's run this one forwards.
David, another quick point. I just sidestepping here again as well. And you know, this is not really an issue, but it was something that was in the back of my mind. Maybe you can add some clarity. I know how powerful.
And this one says, wolf and dragon, a power source. Wolf and a dragon, a power source. Yeah, so there we go. Dragon doesn't come up very often. I don't hear it very often at all. But wolf and a dragon, a power source, that's his power and his energy. All right, here we have another one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one before. We're getting the new wolf.
Yeah, that's right, yes. And this one says, wolf, you know a lake.
Wolf, you know a lake.
Wolf, you know a lake. Wolf, you know a lake.
Of course, we heard the reversal before about see the wolf falling in the lake. But wolf, you know a lake, this one is a positive one. He knows his emotions well. Let's run this forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one before. We're getting the new wolf.
Yeah, that's right, yes. And the wolf you know a lake.
Wolf you know a lake.
Wolf you know a lake. Wolf you know a lake.
You know, we're going to have to go into a third show with these metaphors. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour, top of the hour, when my guest is coming in, and I've still got a whole bunch of metaphors to play. So, we'll play as much as we can this show, but it looks like we're going to be going into a third show on metaphors. If you want to call in and speak to me, the number, the toll free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. We need to revisit the reversals on Joran van der Sloop coming up in the next couple of weeks, because he has just recently confessed to the murder of Natalie Holloway. We've had reversals up on our site for 10 years that pinpoints to Joran van der Sloop's guilt in the death of Natalie Holloway. So, don't want to miss that show. Well, bless you. We won't be able to do that next show because I want to finish off these metaphors. All right, here we have another metaphor.
This is problems in my legs. My legs hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know that sounds retarded, but I really love the running. And I need to find these shoes, you know, maybe meditate on it.
And this reversal says, you lost my third eye.
They're off your last night.
Huh.
They're off your last night. They're off your last night.
Verse talks about the third eye. It's not a common thing, but it does come up occasionally. It's a spiritual insight, our intuition, the opening to our deeper, higher senses. Like I said, it does come up in reverse speech every now and then. So, okay, let's see how many more we can get in before the break. Here's another one.
Well, then let's talk about it now. Why do you worry so much? Why do you stress?
I say to myself, well, if it's going to be quiet and the business is going to go bust, I lose everything. And I don't want to lose everything after working so hard for it.
Right.
So I stress over that.
All right, this is a long one. It says, hear the bedroom for my darling. Hear the bed start begging.
Hear the bed start begging.
I'll be bothered. Let me tell you what it says again. Hear the bedroom for my darling. Hear the bed start begging, particularly long reversal.
Hear the bed start on it. Hear the bed start begging.
Bye, thanks. We'll be back right after this.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.